Hey friends, it's Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. Let's talk about what it means to be an American. This topic has been on the mind of a lot of people, I think, in the last couple of years when we have seen the public serpents, as I call them, the evildoers, seek to take away our freedom. I'm on the record to say that I have been living in liberty since day one. I have not given away my freedom. I have not given up, given over, or given in to any of the hogwash. I do not comply. Why? Because I am an American. What does that mean to be an American? I would like to hear from you. As we get our thoughts together, what I'm going to do is share my screen, and we are going to look at the Declaration of Independence, and let's see what the writers of that document, Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, Benjamin Franklin, and others, let's see what they had to say, what it meant to be an American, what it means to be an American. So here I am at archives.gov. We are looking at the Declaration of Independence. I'm going to start with the second paragraph that says, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute a new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to effect their safety and happiness." I'm going to stop there, and I want to go back to the word unalienable right and rights. Unalienable means it cannot be given away. It cannot be taken from you. You have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Life, we are living right now. Life requires oxygen. Oxygen is the most important element of life. When your oxygen is restricted, when your oxygen is taken from you, you no longer are alive. You can live without food, you can live without water for a long period of time, you can live without your limbs, you can live without many things, but you cannot live without oxygen. I have the right to breathe oxygen. I have never given that up. It is unalienable. It may not be taken from me. What is liberty? Liberty is the freedom to think, act, and do without constraint, as long as you are not harming someone else. And the pursuit of happiness, that's really interesting that they put that word, because I would say out of the three of those nouns there, happiness is the most difficult to define. What I want to define is I want to define what it means to be an American. This I started speaking about on my other channel, which is Living Swell with Peggy Hall. I hope you will subscribe there and join us in the mornings at 11 a.m., where we talk about all things positive and optimistic, how to keep your head above the waves in these stormy seas of life and fight back the oppression. So what I said in the morning is one of the things that defines America for me. Number one, what comes to mind is self-sufficiency, self-reliance. That's what it means for me to be an American, that I rely on myself. I rely on my efforts. I am not relying on a government handout. I am not relying on some sort of program that is going to give me an advantage over others or take away, you know, my freedom of opportunity. So self-sufficiency and self-reliance are principles that I have seen again and again as demonstrated and expressed and exemplified by Americans. I would love to hear from you in a comment below. What is an example of self-reliance, of self-sufficiency? This country was based on that, people forging out, relying on themselves, and improving themselves, developing skills and abilities so that they could thrive. So that is on the top of my list. I want to say that the evildoers want you to denigrate America and American values and ideals. Every time you criticize America, you criticize the principles, the ideas, the values of America, you are feeding, literally feeding, you are creating fuel and sustenance for the enemy, for those who want to tear down this country. When 9/11 happened back in 2001, I remember my mom telling me, America is not a building. No one can destroy America by destroying the buildings. Now, you know, and I know that a lot has come out since, and I'm not going to be going down that rabbit hole with you today, but that statement of my mom's made such an impact on me because we, the people, are America. California is not America. New York is not America. The presidency is not America. We, the people, are America. And I value and I esteem those who hold American values and principles. So, what is an ideal? I guess we should talk about that first. An ideal is actually, it is a standard of perfection. Now, there was only one perfect man that walked this earth. It is not me and it is not you, so we all fall short. However, having a standard that we can look at that can guide us is what we are talking about. So, a principle is something that you can aim for. It is a foundation or a fundamental truth. So, when I'm speaking about self-reliance and self-sufficiency, do we fall short of that? Of course we do, but it doesn't mean that it's not worth striving for. So, those that have black and white thinking that say, well, there are corrupt judges, there are public serpents, as I call them, they're, this and that and the other thing, that's exactly what the enemy wants. The bad guys want you to denigrate this country. Tell me in a comment below if you have lived in another country, if you are from another country, if you fled your country to come to the United States. I have lived in other countries, my friends. I have traveled all over the world. There is no place I would rather live than in the United States of America. So let's talk about what it means to be an American. The second thing that I would say after self-sufficiency and self-reliance is independence. I just read the Declaration of Independence. Being independent means that you, what you want, you, not your family, not your company, not your community, not your state, not your country, but what you want is important and takes precedence. And before you say, well, Peggy, that is very selfish, that is very self-centered, that is not very community-oriented, hear me out. If each individual is pursuing their God-given right of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. While they are doing that, if each individual is focused on that, each of us will be improving the community and the society because we are not dependent on what other people want or need. We are taking care of ourselves. And that's the next concept for me, which is personal responsibility. Oh my goodness, how long this country, and by this country, I mean the teachers, the puppet masters, the public serpents, the media, those who want to tear down this country. And my friends, they have been trying to tear down the United States since its inception. Yes, you can bring me all of the information about this country being founded by the Freemasons and the evildoers. Yet, good conquers evil. Why in the world would I have or you have this desire for freedom if it was not imbued by God, if it was not given to us by our Creator? The Declaration of Independence recognizes that we were created by a Creator and that we were created equal. This is the only country in the world that was founded on these principles and ideals that each individual is created equal. That means we do not have a king, we do not have a queen, we do not have an emperor, although we can see all around us that these governors and mayors and presidents are trying to take that position. This is the only country in the world that was founded on the principle that laws were going to be created by a governing body that we, the people, gave consent and elected to be our government. in every other country, including Canada, including New Zealand, including Australia, people forget that they have allegiance to one person, the Queen, and that they believe that the Queen was born of divinity and that bloodline has carried all of these years, and that the Queen, or in the case of Japan or other countries, emperors, are better than you are, and that they have the right to open their mouth. Oh my gosh, I'm getting a dry mouth here. Here we have it. That these individuals have the right to proclaim a law or just make a proclamation that then you have to live under. My lovely, healthy Americans, this is the only country in the world that was created with a constitution that is a contract between we, the people, and those that we give our consent to govern us. And that contract was so important that the very first branch of government that was discussed and described is our legislative branch of government, who was going to be the rule-making body. Because in every other country, one person made the law, and they could change it on a whim. And for the last couple of years, even previous to that, how much we have been subjected to these evildoers that are trying to usurp that very principle. Yes, the media pushes that narrative. So they are trying to brainwash people into thinking that your governor, your mayor, your cashier at the grocery store can simply say something that you have to follow. That is not how our country was founded. Our country was founded on the principle of law, the rule of law, which means that those laws are passed by a legislative body. Is there corruption? Oh, absolutely. Is there corruption in the courts? 100%. Are there public serpents that are trying to harm us rather than guide us? Absolutely. But the structure of our government is sound. So we, the people, and that's why I'm going to be doing more and more of these videos to empower you to revere our form of government. Maybe not those that are running it right now. Maybe there were some bad guys that were in on the formation of our government. I am not going to allow that to stand between these principles, these ideals, and these foundations of truth. I am going to fight for it with my last God-given breath that has never been obstructed. Why? Because I have a right to life, and life requires oxygen. And I know many of you have chosen differently. Hear me clearly. You chose to comply. I'm not here to judge you. I'm not here to ridicule you. I am here to help you see the truth of your actions. Because if you give your self-responsibility away to someone else, saying, I had to, they made me, I had to fly, I had to do this, I had to do that. Understand you chose to do it. You chose to. I'm not saying that the other choices would have been better. They probably would have been more of a hardship. But the concept of self-responsibility, which is the third ideal that I'm taught, that I've offered here as what I believe it means to be an American. Self-responsibility, don't give that away. What have the evildoers done over the last couple of years? You are responsible for others. No, you're not. They are responsible for themselves. I'm speaking about able-bodied, able adults. There are those that need our care, that are infirm, that are young, that are not adults. But I am not responsible for your health. You are not responsible for my health. Your doctor is not responsible for your health. You are. Let's take back personal responsibility. Everything that's being taught in the schools is the exact opposite, that the institutions are responsible for you, and that these institutions that are so racist and prejudiced prevented you from accomplishing what you wanted to do in your life. Well, why is it that I see many accomplished people of all backgrounds and experiences who actually have thrived because of the hardships? They have accomplished more because of their disadvantages. Do not allow anyone to take that from you. This, to me, is one of the greatest harms that the left, that the liberals, that the non-progressives, as I'm going to call them, have perpetrated on our country to make victims out of individuals who now no longer want to claim self responsibility. They do not want to have their self-independence. They do not want to have their self-reliance and their self-sufficiency. It is a harm, and it is a harm that is perpetrated on purpose. So my goal in this broadcast is to help you turn from denigrating the United States while being mindful and aware of the realities, of the drawbacks, of the evildoers, of the public serpents, of the corruption, of the fraud. It is all there. Why don't we focus on these values that make us Americans? America is not the courts. America is not the public schools. America is not the military. America is not the government. America is a set of ideals and principles that you and I can live by regardless of the oppression that they are doing right now, regardless of the tyranny. I am not going to give my freedom and liberty away. So another principle that I have is individuality. Our country is among the very few, and I would say it is the number one country that values the ideal of individuality. That means you have the right to do what you want to do. I have lived in countries where the common good is elevated to the number one stance, so that you are supposed to sacrifice and suffer for the public good. Well, I have a question for you. Who defines the public good? And why is it good? It's not good for me. Why don't my preferences and desires and goals and dreams take priority? In my mind, they do. And if you would like to hear much more about this in greater detail, please join my Living Swell community. It's my other channel here on YouTube. I have so many videos, over 200 videos talking about how to elevate your physical, mental, social, emotional, spiritual self, so that you can live in liberty regardless of what these hogwashers are doing. So what you want matters. Your individual dreams, goals, attributes, gifts, talents, they're for you to explore and to celebrate and to claim and to embrace. How do I know that? Because God said so. You are his masterpiece. It is written in the book of Ephesians. God created you as his poetry, as his poema. That's the word. And he created these works for you to do before you were even born. Yes, God created you with a soul before you were born. And remember, you have the right to life, which immediately makes abortion. And I'm not talking about medical emergencies that are not elective abortions. I am talking about the taking of an innocent life for the convenience of others is against God's law, and it is against our ideals and principles in the United States. All right, I go on. We are the land of opportunity. Yes, I know there are many that are going to say, Peggy, the institutions of America are racist, they're bigoted, they're prejudiced, they have held people of color back. I understand. I've heard that again and again. It has been promoted and put forth very strongly, and I understand that. Regardless of our institutions, this is still the land of opportunity. Why in the world would people risk their life? Why would they leave their families behind? Why would my grandfather, all right, that's just two generations back, why would my mom's father leave his communist country in Eastern Europe and come across the ocean where he could have died on that ship? Why would he come to the United States at the age of 16 to start working in a steel mill where it's extremely dangerous work, extremely back-breaking work? And just as an aside, a steel mill, it's very difficult to get the temperatures that hot to melt steel. So when you see melted steel in an outdoor fire, that should raise some questions for you. My grandfather worked in a steel mill. Maybe that's why I have such an interest in heat and fires and melting of steel. He raised a family of eight in the greater Chicago area. He became a landlord, giving a place, homes for people to live in, including his family. Part of these years were the Depression years. He lived through the Depression. He raised his family only to see the bad guys, the public serpents, come in with eminent domain and take his properties and give him a less than fair amount. And he lived to see the day of a wrecking ball go through his properties. This, my friends, is not America. That is the dark side. That is evidence of the evildoers, the puppet masters. And that is what I am here to fight against. It is in my blood. It is in my DNA. Why in the world would my grandfather have come to this country, the land of opportunity, if there had been other countries that were better? People risking their lives to come to the United States. How many of you have immigrants in your family? How many of you watching right now are an immigrant? Let me know in a comment below why you came to this country. I lived in a developing country, a so-called third world nation. I lived in Morocco for many years. They have a king. The king can say, well, you're just not getting your paycheck this week, and nobody got their paycheck. They can turn off the electricity. We're seeing that happen here in the United States as well. They can do whatever they want because they have that authority. It is not free in Morocco. There are so many lovely things about Moroccans and the country. I have a very, very fond memories of living there. Moroccans said to me, "Why did you leave America to come to Morocco?" And I said, "I was here for adventure. I wanted to learn about different cultures. I wanted to learn the language. I wanted to teach English." And all they could think was, "I'm trying to get to your country and you came here." That is the goal of every Moroccan I met. That's an exaggeration. It is the goal of so many Moroccans that I met to come to the United States. That's why we have thriving communities of other cultures here, because this is the land of opportunity. And with all of the problems, all of the issues, all of the fraud, all of the deceit, all of the deception, it's still, in my estimation, the best place to be because it is America. What happened recently with the FBI raid, I believe, was intended to give an opportunity for people to say, look how far America has fallen. Look how horrible this country is. I believe that part, there were many reasons, and I've done videos on that that you can watch. There were many reasons, and I believe one of the reasons is to create this idea that America is beyond repair. I, for one, am not going to fall for it. I am not going to stake that claim. I am going to live on the ideals of what it means to be an American. I want to finish off with a couple more, and then I'd love to see what you've got. The spirit of America is freedom. I believe that God gave us that desire for freedom, and that people in other countries, if they are aware and awake, that they also have that sense. However, I will also say, out of all of the thousands and thousands of students that I've taught over the years in my English as a second language classes that came from other countries, that left their family, that are working two or three jobs, I had students that would come to my evening classes after working two jobs during the day. They would take my classes from 6 to 9 p.m., and then they would go on for their third job, often cleaning industrial buildings or working on cars or housekeeping or sewing or doing whatever else they could do to make money. They were in these classes to learn English. They were here to create a better life for themselves and for their families. Some of these had left their families of origin behind. And they came to this country without knowing the language, and they wanted to make a better life for themselves. I will say that in certain cases, depending on the age, usually at an older age, if somebody came to this country after living under tyranny and oppression and an authoritarian government, I saw it. I saw it over these last couple of years. They obeyed the tyrants because in the countries that they came from, if they did not bow to the authoritarian government, it was curtains. So I saw so many lovely, amazing immigrants in this country bow to tyranny, because that bowing to authoritarianism was still in their blood. Not for all of them, because I have lovely, healthy Americans that came from communist countries that came here that are the loudest voices fighting against the oppression and the tyranny. But for many that didn't have the knowledge or the tools or the ability or the education, they thought they had to go along with everything. Now, there have been so many lovely, healthy Americans that have gotten my personal help to stand up against this tyranny from their employers. So I applaud them for doing the right thing at great cost, but I will count the cost. So I do believe that when people have had a taste of freedom, true freedom, they do not want to give that up. Remember, liberty is defined as the freedom to act, to think, and I may not have said it, and to speak without restraint. Let me remind you that there is no law that says you can't yell fire in a crowded theater. That is another one of those ideas or concepts that has been sloshed all over us. And there is no law that says that. You have the right to say whatever you want. All of this encroachment on our rights is exactly what the Constitution and the Bill of Rights that was created to back that up, to magnify our, it didn't magnify our rights, it didn't give us our rights, but it protects our rights. And that's what the Bill of Rights did, to actually in writing say and spell out what those rights are and how they cannot be taken from us. We have the right to free speech. That's in the First Amendment of the Constitution. We have the right to assemble. We have the right to petition our government, which means all of these school boards that want to keep you out, it's completely illegal. And what has been going on with the courts being closed, completely illegal. And they know that now because we the people have been telling them that. So you have the right to say whatever you want. All of this censorship that's going on, the reason why it's happening on the social media channels and at your company and wherever is because the government doesn't have the authority to do it. So they're allowing Twitter to do it and Facebook to do it and YouTube to do it because the government can't do it. Actually, they're trying to do it. And then the same thing with freedom of religion. The government cannot make a law restricting your right to worship. And they also cannot create a religion. I did a video a little while ago. I've made many videos talking about this new religion of the government, all about the cooties. It meets the standard of a religion because you are believing in things by faith without evidence. All right. I would say that my faith has a lot more evidence for my beliefs than the cooties. The reason why they're pushing the companies to require the cooties cure and other cocktails for your children in the public school is because the government can't do it. So they're kicking the can down the road. You have the right to worship. You have the right to speak. You have the right to assemble. You have the right to petition your government. In the Second Amendment, you have the right to bear arms. I loved hearing from my healthy Americans who live in states like Arizona, and I believe it's Nevada, and other places where people are just walking around with their weapons in their pockets in plain view. And that is something that we've seen again and again be encroached upon, not even encroached upon, but there has been a great infringement. And the Second Amendment says that you shall not infringe this right. And I'm happy to see in the Supreme Court that they are ruling in accordance with the Constitution, saying that in New York, for example, and I anticipate, and I would love to continue fighting in California, that these illegal, unlawful, unconstitutional measures are going to be rolled back. So my friends, for me, that is what it means to be an American. Let me leave you with one more, and that is justice. Our Pledge of Allegiance says, with liberty, which we know what that means, the freedom to speak, act, and think without restraint, with liberty and justice for all. What is justice? Justice is the equal application of the law. Justice is not giving other people certain opportunities or certain things that no one else gets. That's the exact opposite of justice. And I'm not talking about social justice. We don't need to put an adjective in front of justice. Justice just is, all right? So justice means the equal application of the law. Now, if you think some of these laws are unjust, and there are many that are unjust, that's where we go for a judicial remedy. And there are corrupt judges. There are judges that are not applying the law equally. And there are judges that are not corrupt, but they're just inept. They're incompetent. And that's why we, the people, can elect judges. Some of the judges are appointed, and there are remedies when the judges are corrupt as well. So, friends, I am not going to allow the evildoers to strip my love of American values and ideals and principles. I am so proud to be an American, and you know there's a song that goes that way. And I am proud that I live in this country, this land of opportunity, where it doesn't matter your age, your race, your sex, your national heritage, because we have laws that protect you from being discriminated against on that. Have wrongs been done? Absolutely. Have you made mistakes? Yes, I've made plenty of mistakes, and I'm certain that I'm going to be making more of them. Do institutions make mistakes? Absolutely. Does that mean we just throw them out and get rid of them? No, not at all. We become aware of that and we seek remedies for that. All right, friends, this has been an amazing discussion. I love all of these comments that are flying by, and I am very aware of the harms that have been done in the creation of this country by governments, by public serpents, the horrors that have been perpetrated upon the American Indians. It's absolutely stunning. I mean, it's flabbergasting. And is that a word? I think it is. It is absolutely heinous what was done to many people in over many years, over the 245 years that we have been a country. And that has happened in every country in the world. There have been heinous crimes perpetrated that are still being perpetrated in countries around the world. It's happening right here in the United States, where innocent babies are being slaughtered, all right? If you want to talk about heinous activities by the government. But the American ideals and the principles and values we need to hold fast to that so that we can point at it and say the way that the Indians were treated was heinous, it was atrocious. That should never happen again. Let's learn from these horrible, unspeakable acts. All right, slavery is another one. Slaves exist in all countries, have existed in all countries, I should say, in most countries. Maybe I'm exaggerating, but it was not unique to the United States. We rectified those wrongs. I'm not going to stay living stuck in the past. Please join me in my living on my Living Swell channel. I talk about how you can change your past and create a better future. So let's focus on learning from those past mistakes where grave injustices were perpetrated upon the people, are still being perpetrated upon the most innocent that can't even speak for themselves. So let's focus on upholding the American ideals and principles and values and then striving toward that. I'm going to wrap up, friends. Yes, we repent of those crimes. We move toward righteousness. Thank you for that comment, Senepec. That's such a beautifully expressed thought there, and I completely agree with that. So let's do it, friends. When someone starts a conversation talking about all of the ills of the United States, how corrupt the United States are, how or is, how corrupt the founders of the United States were, how corrupt these evildoers, you can assess the situation and you can steer the conversation toward what does it mean to be an American? Let's talk about the values. Let's talk about the ideals. Let's talk about the foundation of truth that we want to strive for. Let's learn from our past mistakes, repent from the past mistakes, and not allow that to hold us back. Where else are we going to go? We did a series of videos earlier this week, so much fun, about where people are moving. And one comment that really went right to the heart of the matter for me is she said, "I left my communist state and I moved to America." I love that because that is what gave me the idea for this video. What does it mean to be an American? America is not even a place. It is not a building. It is not even the government. These are principles and values and ideals that I believe were imbued by God into us. And that is why he has blessed this country. Why are we in shambles right now? Because we have turned from God. We have turned from his law. We have turned from his love. We have turned from his face. Some people have even shrouded their faces which is an affront to God in my view, because the Bible says we are supposed to stand before the Lord with our faces unveiled. That is in the second book of Corinthians, chapter 3, verse 17. We are to stand before the Lord with our face unveiled and thus increase our glory in Him. He blesses us when we stand unabashedly in front of Him. And that also means not being ashamed. The only ones who veil their face in the Bible are those who are ashamed of God and prostitutes, those who are hiding from God's love and light and His laws. All right, I am not going to participate. Then the verse goes on to say, get ready. It's 2 Corinthians 3:18 says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Thank you, Lord. I want to live in liberty. My citizenship is in heaven. I want to live by American values, ideals, and principles because those were given to me by God. They are aligned with God's laws, where no other country, they came late to the party. They created their constitutions and all of that later. The countries themselves were founded on a one-person rule that was better than you, and they never let you forget it with all of the pomp and circumstance. Look what they do in London. Look what they do with the Queen. People bow before a queen. I am only going to bow before God. And they trot out all of these, parties and events and all of that to remind you that one person and a lineage of these people are better than you are, not in front of God, all right? I reject that. I wholeheartedly reject it. They try to do it here in the United States with celebrities and sports stars and, you know, singers and, artists and whatever, you know, those who work in healthcare. Now suddenly they're our celebrities. No, I reject that, all right? We don't have royalty in this country. So I reject all of that. And that is also done by the media to create this separation that you are not as good as they are. Friends, you've got to get on board with me in my morning shows, 11 a.m. Pacific, the healthy, it's Living Swell, Peggy Hall here. It's my other channel here on YouTube. And we talk all about this, claiming your worth, all right? Not falling for all of that hogwash. And then having healthy boundaries for those that want to denigrate you and what you're doing as God made you to do. So this has been amazing. Yes, Truth is Unbreakable says, only kneel before God and Christ, I am with you. Matt says, it is circus for the slaves we worship. And then Freedom Press says, we worship God and God alone. That's what makes our ideals, principles, and values here in America so unique, so worthy of fighting for. I am never going to stop, friends. I am never going to stop. My goal, my mission in life is to educate, inspire, and encourage you to live in truth. There is no liberty without truth. That's why many people have complied. It's never too late, my friends. You can repent of your past sins. I have all the remedies available for you on my playlist here of how you can get your exemptions at work, at your medical setting, for your kids' school. You do not need to comply. Don't take my word for it. Take God's word for it. Let Him direct you. If something's not feeling at right, at ease in your soul, that means that you're going a little bit off base. So God will direct you. He will protect you, and He will bring you peace. It's been lovely to be on board with you, friends. Would you do me a favor? Make sure that you are subscribed to this channel. Hit that bell notification so you'll see it when I go live. And then also just join me here. Also give a like to this video. Join me here starting at 5 p.m. Pacific. Sometimes I go long like this. I go late like this when I get on a roll. And then I'd also like you to get on the newsletter over at thehealthyamerican.org. And the final thing is to be subscribed to my other channel called Living Swell with Peggy Hall. You get a lot of my encouraging messages there. We take a break from all of the hogwash, all of the current events, all the breaking news, and we focus on you, keeping your head above the waves so that you will find, and I know they're out there, brighter days, smoother sailing. God promised us that. and he is on our side, and I am on your side as the Healthy American. Thank you to the moderators. Thank you, everybody, for being on board. Thanks, Olivia, my first mate here at the Healthy American, for keeping that stream flowing. And I can't wait to see you all in an upcoming broadcast. God bless you, and God bless America.